This is 91.3 WYSO. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton last spring. Today, we hear Ebony Davenport and her mentor and former teacher, Karen Brahm El-Amin, talk about the importance of education.
In kindergarten, I got in trouble for something, so I had to sit in my room. That was my punishment, and just, like, I couldn't go outside and play. And, you know, I decided, like, I had nothing else to do, and there was these books, so I was going to figure out how to read them. Like, I knew my letters, so I was going to put them together and figure it out, and I figured it out. My parents were, like, blown away. They're still, like, one of my dad's most favorite, you know, most cherished memories is that I taught myself how to read. My education isn't just for me. It's for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny you said that because one of my colleagues actually asked me about my degrees and they said, oh, you don't have your degrees up. And I said, oh, no, I don't have them. And they kind of looked puzzled like, what now? And I said, no, I have them. I've earned them, but I don't have them as in physically. Actually, my mother has all of my degrees. And so she has them matted and framed because I feel as my parent who reared me, they're all hers.
That's where I think education becomes something where it's for the community more so than it is for the individual, especially in the African-American community.
We as a group of people definitely need to go back and ask people who have clearly made it, how did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did you do? How did you make this? When I look at my mother next year, well, less than a year, she will have been an entrepreneur with her own company for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the value that you see why education is so important for anyone. You know, it allows you to be a much better version of you.
There isn't a really, really strong, extensive legacy of education in my family, at least at a higher, more formal level.
Mm-hmm.
That really pushes me to want to continue to go and expand my education because I know that it's something that it influences those around me. I know that my brother went back to school, who was out of school for some years, that he went back because he saw me.
With you being so driven for your education, being not just African-American, but a woman, too, being so driven at 22, how do you think that compares or contrasts with perhaps your peers?
Sometimes it's overwhelming because they want me to do so well that I'm really good at not letting that pressure show. But sometimes it is quite a lot to hold on to. So that's very difficult. And it's like, how do I put any time and effort into myself when I'm trying to please all these other people?
We have to really look at it as the investment into ourselves. And if we make the best of our education is more than just our books and pedagogy and curriculum. Our education includes social experiences that are there, the people that we get to meet and that we may learn from, the friendships that you may have. But, you know, education, you have to, you know, extend yourself beyond just mastering the curriculum. And I think that you do a really great job of doing that.
Why did you choose the specialty that you do teach?
That's actually very easy. You know how people say, you know, you're born into something. I think I was actually born into teaching with history because of the people that was in our family. That household, it was just natural. I mean, there are these huge, I mean, it must be, I swear, like 3 feet by 2 feet oil paintings of Paul Lawrence Dunbar, Paul Lawrence Dunbar's mother, Mrs. Dunbar, and Frederick Douglass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm thinking that we're related to these people because their portraits are so big. They're bigger than ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have these pictures on the mantle. But these were just people who were very important to the cause of African-American history.
I'm super excited and really honored that you asked me to do this.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I'm honored by StoryCorps, and we know that education is very important, that no matter what someone may take from you, the one thing they cannot take from you is what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that knowledge of what you know, short of you having trauma to the brain, you know, you can't unknow it.
That was Ebony Davenport and her mentor, Karen Brahm El-Amin. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at WYSO.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer Marika Snyder.